Little Boy Lost by Margarita Lasky, read by Justin Avoth. Part 1. The Loss. Chapter 1. It was on Christmas Day, 1943, that Hilary Wainwright learnt that his little son was lost. Festooned with tinsel, glittering with gifts, the Christmas tree shone out of the darkness. At the tip of each branch, the little pink candles wavered and glowed, and in their faint light, Hilary watched the faces around him. The faces of his mother, his sister, his small nephew and niece. Now the children's eyes were entranced. His sister's boisterous jollity had softened into tenderness, and in the soft gleam of the candles, it was possible to imagine that his mother's face offered him not the cold hostility that he must always match with bitterness, but the comfort and love he had again come despairingly to seek. "And my own face?" he wondered. "Am I too transformed in this magical glow? If they looked at me now, would they see not the stranger, the hated intellectual they must fearfully despise, but the jolly uncle, the loving brother, the dutiful son?" The little candles were quickly burning away. The glow was fading, and already the children were straining forward, eager to despoil the tree. "One day, the illusion will endure," thought Hilary, "the day that John is with me at last." And between the two excited children, his imagination inserted a third, the image of his own son. "Lights on again," ordered Mrs. Wainwright. Now the illusion was shattered. The guttering candles were eclipsed by the electric light in the pink alabaster bowl, the tree an intruder among the walnut tables and the heavy velvet chairs. The children were squabbling over their presents. "I wanted the number 4 set, and Uncle Hilary's only given me the number 2, sulked Rodney. And Hilary, who had struggled among the Christmas crowds in the toy shops, vying with another child in his mind, thought that John would not have been so ungracious, and again longed passionately for the little boy he had never known. "I must be taking my kids off home," said Eileen at last. "Nice to have seen you again, Hilary. Do you get any time to write your highbrow poetry in that hush-hush job?" She guffawed at her own question, struggling into her thick musquash coat. "Come along, brats," she called, and went out, driving her children before her. "They're a dear little pair, aren't they?" said Mrs. Wainwright, coming back from the front door. "I expect you notice a great change in them. Why, you haven't been over to see us for ages." She stopped abruptly. "What was the use?" said Hilary somberly. And then he and his mother looked at each other in dismay. She said hurriedly, "I thought we wouldn't want much supper after that huge tea. So I told Annie to leave us some sandwiches. It's all ready on the trolley if you'll go and bring it in." They sat in armchairs on each side of the electric log fire, and while they ate their sandwiches, they cautiously agreed that Hilary was very lucky to have got Christmas leave, and how nice it would be if Eileen's husband George could get a posting in England too. Then, while the coffee was slowly filtering through the Kona, Mrs. Wainwright had the happy idea of bringing out the old snapshot album. "This was the first photograph we ever had of you," she said. "You were just 3 weeks old." And the memory of the total love she could give him in infancy enveloped them both in pleasing nostalgia. "Here's a nice one of your father, just before we got married," she said. And there was the old doctor, miraculously recognizable in the eager young man leaning against the sundial, unprescient of the death that would leave his wife and son locked in their bitter, incessant strife. "Oh, and here's the old house," said Hilary, taking the album from her. And now the latent resentments began to stir. The irrational anger that his mother would not play the part he assigned to her, the dignified widow in the Queen Anne house by the cathedral close, but chose instead the bridge parties and the brittle gossip of the London suburb. But this evening, Mrs. Wainwright, instead of matching his instinctive hostility with her own, took the album from him and turned back the pages. "Look," she said, "do you remember that holiday at Cliftonville? And there was Hilary at 5,